Today on The Real A&E, a dramatic rescue involving two air ambulances after a serious head-on collision.
How do you feel at the minute?
Bloody awful.
A roast dinner goes horribly wrong when Winifred stabs herself through the hand with a carving knife.
What have you done here? You're bleeding all over the place.
And 8-year-old Sam tries to be brave after cutting his head open.
Is it hurting a lot?
Yeah.
The Great North Air Ambulance flies three rescue helicopters over the north of England. At the Teesside base near Middlesbrough, an emergency call is coming in. There's been a head-on crash in North Yorkshire, and the team is scrambling.
Stop at 1032, Covington.
The impact of a head-on collision can cause life-threatening injuries. There's no time to lose. Land ambulance crews and fire rescue teams are already on scene. The drivers have been trapped in their cars for over an hour.
Both conscious throughout.
Okay.
This guy normally fitting well.
With two potentially seriously injured patients, Dr. Dion Arvid and paramedic Paul Burnage split up. Dr. Arvid checks on 57-year-old Jack Goodwin, the driver of the blue car.
Jack, how do you feel at the minute?
Bloody awful.
If Jack has broken his pelvis, he could be losing a lot of blood. The second driver, 41-year-old Mike, is also seriously injured. Both his legs have been badly crushed.
Paul, this lad's pretty bad, actually.
But the medical team can't get to the trapped drivers to check them properly. It's vital that the fire crews get the doors off the cars.
Get the door open first.
Door off?
Yeah.
As the fire service start to rip the cars apart, the medics give Jack and Mike strong painkillers to help them cope.
Do you want to give him some morphine? We'll give him morphine as well.
With the driver's door off, Dr. Arvid can finally get to Jack.
Jack, is that sore? Is that sore? Very sore.
Jack has injuries to his pelvis and upper leg. But after a closer look at Mike, it becomes apparent that he's the most seriously hurt. He has a head injury and severe breaks to both his lower and upper legs.
No, we're going to give you a strong painkiller, OK?
Both men urgently need the expert attention of a trauma team in hospital.
It looks like we've got two casualties here. We can only transport one in our aircraft, so it could be that I'm going to get another aircraft in it.
It's crucial to track down another helicopter as soon as possible. The James Cook University Hospital in Middlesbrough is one of the largest trauma centres in the northeast of England. 59-year-old Winifred Taylor has arrived in A&E with her husband, Geoffrey. Winifred had invited family round for dinner and was preparing a chicken when the carving knife slipped and went straight through one side of her hand and out the other.
All of a sudden, there was a scream. Geoffrey, I've cut myself.
Winifred's hand is bleeding profusely. If the blade's gone straight through it, nerves and tendons could be damaged.
You're bleeding all over the place.
Dr. Peter Taswan examines the wound.
Okay, so it's gone through there.
Yeah.
And has it come right through the other side?
Yes, it was hanging.
Although there's no obvious sign of bone or nerve damage, Dr. Taswan can't be sure. Winifred has to have an X-ray to check for hidden injuries.
Other than that, we're then going to need to sew it up. OK.
I just think how silly I've been, but...
Although husband Geoffrey acted promptly in removing the knife, it wasn't necessarily the correct thing to do.
Our normal advice, if there's an injury like that, is to leave the knife in.
On this occasion, Geoffrey's actions don't appear to have done any harm, but Winifred will need an X-ray to double-check that there's been no damage to the structures of the hand.